In January 2010, Rwandan opposition leader Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza returned from the Netherlands to Rwanda to attempt to run against sitting President Paul Kagame. She said she knew that she would either be assassinated or imprisoned, and she is now entering the fifth year of a 15-year prison sentence. KPFA's Anne Garrison spoke to Marie-Lise Numuhoza, the founder of Friends of Victoire, a new organization created to fight for her freedom.
Marie-Lise Numuhoza, tell us about Friends of Victoire.
Friends of Victoire is a newly established group of people who are inspired by the courage of Victoire Ingabire going to challenge the tyrant regime of Rwanda. And we are both women, men, and young people from different ethnic backgrounds of Rwanda as well.
And you're London-based. How are you planning or beginning to spread your wings around the world?
Actually, we are not only London-based. We are across UK at the moment. We've got members across UK, and also we've got members at the moment in Canada, Belgium, and France. And also we're calling for many other people to join us. It started by Rwandans, but we're also calling for people of the world who are for peace, the people of the world who are for peace, to join Friends of Victoire, because to us, that's what Victoire stands for. She stands for freedom, human rights, democracy, and peace for Rwanda. And everyone who is in favor of peace is most welcome to join Friends of Victoire.
Is this an organization for Rwandans or for people throughout the Great Lakes region? Or rather, is its area of interest the whole Great Lakes region?
It's an organization for global people who love peace. And we're calling for them to join us to free Victoire Ingabire, because she stands for peace in Rwanda. She stands for freedom in Rwanda, for human rights. And if Rwanda is stable, the rest of the Great Lakes region, especially the Congo, will see the peace that the Congolese people are looking for.
Victoire has been compared to many powerful figures, including Nelson Mandela, Aung San Suu Kyi, Patrice Lumumba, and I got to know her well enough to understand that the comparison is to the scale, the enormity of her struggle, given that her struggle is central to the most lethal conflict in the world since World War II, but it also seems to me that she's not exactly Mandela, Aung San Suu Kyi, or Lumumba. And one way in which she is distinguished from Mandela and Lumumba is that she is absolutely committed to nonviolence. She's somewhat more like Dr. King, like our Dr. Martin Luther King.
I agree 100% with you. Because if we look at most of the speech that she was doing and some of the quotation that has been put up from what she said at the time before she went to prison, Victoire Ingabire wanted a united Rwandans. She was 150%, I would say, against war and bloodshed. So she understood that Rwandans from all walks of life, Hutus, Tutsis, and Twas, have suffered enough. She wanted peace for her people. That's what inspired and guided us, most of us, who are joining the movement of Friends of Victoire.
Okay, lastly, with this part of the world on the verge of regional war again, which we all know is about the resources, but which is proposed in the name of the Rwandan genocide, of hunting down those allegedly guilty of the Rwandan genocide. What would you like to say about that, and what do you think Victoire would say?
I know definitely Victoire will be against this war that is being perpetrated. She will call for a dialogue, because she believes that solutions for a sustainable peace and reconciliation and democracy should be discussed around a table where people are dialoguing about the issues and how they can come up with solutions. So definitely she will be against war, and she will be for dialogue, as she has always said and advocated before she was put in prison.
Okay, Marie-Lise Numuhoza, thank you for speaking to KPFA, and we'll do it again.
Okay, thank you, Anne.
For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.